I'm Jeremy.
I'm Clint.
And today, we're not your hosts.
And welcome to Know This Trivia.
Well, Clint, who we have for hosts is...
Yo mama.
Winnie. God damn. You know how many takes we've have done this already? All right, Winnie, just introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Winnie. Having second thoughts about joining today, but I'm very excited to be here.
What you got for us, Winnie?
So today I want to quiz you guys on The Bachelor and the Bachelor franchise.
Oh, it's a franchise?
Okay.
Not a mom and pop shop.
Okay. Well, full disclosure, I've never watched any of The Bachelor. I don't know anything about it. I know there's a rose and that's about it. Clint, how much do you know about The Bachelor?
I've watched a few seasons, but not a lot of it.
Well, for me, I am not like an OG fan, but I have seen most of the spinoffs and like obviously The Bachelor and Bachelorette for the last couple of years. And I've done quite a bit of research before coming on here. So hopefully I have some good questions for you guys.
So before we start, for those who are new, the questions will be split into two rounds. The first round, Winnie's going to ask us some short questions. And then in the second round, Winnie's going to ask us some long form questions about The Bachelor. Are you ready, Jeremy? I'm ready. I'm feeling good.
Well, I know nothing. So my expectations are real low right
now. I got you, man.
So I guess before we begin, Jeremy, I want to know if you can describe The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. I want to know what you think happens and how it works.
Okay. All right. If this is not how The Bachelorette or The Bachelor goes, this is the new show that I'm going to make. God. But I think this is how it works. Okay. So on comes through a helicopter is 12 beautiful women or beautiful men. I'm guessing that Bachelor 12. And Bachelorette are like literally the same exact thing, except like opposite sexes. Right. That's pretty much it. So we'll do The Bachelor. And you have these 12 women flying down through a helicopter. And they're like, oh, my God, it's you guys. Oh, I can't wait to meet each other. They're here to find true love. But like, really, can that really happen from like one season, actually finding who you love? But anyways, then you find the Bachelor, and the Bachelor, every single episode, gives a rose to his favorite person. Ooh, is it like Survivor where they have to go through challenges?
Survivor, oh God.
And then like, ooh, whoever's like the most, like who can remember the most facts about the Bachelor gets to go on a date with him and have a nice, I don't know, date on a yacht. And get to know the Bachelor more. So maybe he'll give her a rose. And
what? End this. Winnie, ask the first question.
Okay.
I'm done.
How much is this correct? How much is this correct?
Well, okay. Like the most of it is not. I'm just kidding. No, but there are some games that some of the girls or guys go on a group date and they actually have to
group dates physically, are my favorite.
No, really, I hate them because
it's so dramatic.
You don't really get to know the people, and it is very dramatic because sometimes you have to physically fight to win that one-on-one date. You're not wrong in that it's like Survivor.
Winnie, have you watched Survivor? Because
God,
the action and the drama, man. That's all you care about.
I think I'm on the wrong podcast now. But okay, should I go into the first question?
Yeah, if you're done. If you want to hear about what Jeremy thinks.
Not really. No. How many couples that have been on the show do you guys think have actually stayed together to this day?
Oh, to this day.
And for context, there have been 25 Bachelor seasons and 16 Bachelorette seasons. So that's a total of 41 chances to supposedly find true love. So how many couples do you think are still together?
Out of 41.
Yeah.
It's low. I know it's low.
Yes, take a guess.
Yeah, because they're fake. Or maybe they're
real.
It's
not fake.
I don't know. But like, is it though? I feel like a third or if not half of the people who go on these shows are there to just put their name out there, make an Instagram, and then become really popular there and just sell. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, I'm going to say 11.
11, okay. Clint, what do you think? Do you think it's higher
less
or lower?
Than 10? I'm going to say lower than 11, but I'm not going to put a number.
Damn, you're going to price is right, me, man?
Yeah.
You can't pick an exact number.
$1.
Okay, so the actual number is actually 15.
God damn!
If we're talking about couples that are married, it goes down to 8.
Okay.
Wait, don't you have to marry?
No. Well, even at the end of the show, you get engaged, right? But if you want to get married, that's up to you.
Oh, well, that's boring. Right? Like, isn't that the whole point of the show? Is to like get married.
Find
I could be engaged with everybody, but like that doesn't mean anything until you actually get married.
Yeah. The assumption is that you get married shortly after you get engaged. But there has been some wild stories.
It's a choice, Jeremy.
I heard you get like a lot of money if you do get married though, or something
really?
Like that. Or you lose money if you don't stay a couple.
You lose like money? Like you have to pay them?
Yeah.
No, you get like a $200,000 diamond ring or something, but you have to give it away if you don't get married or something.
Well,
why can't you just stay engaged?
Yeah, just stay engaged forever.
Yeah.
It is an expensive ring though. They're sponsored by one diamond company and it's...
Every kiss begins with K.
It's okay. It's Neil Lane.
Neil Diamond.
He went to Jared's.
Mules Lane is the guy that shows up at every... Anyway, second question for you guys. There's been a lot of spinoffs and shows based on The Bachelor, but I want you guys to tell me which one of these are not real.
Oh,
okay. Do not exist.
Ooh.
And
right. I like
and that. Hopefully I did a good enough job blending it in so it's not like glaringly obvious, but we'll see. Okay. Is it Bachelor Pad, The Bachelor Winter Games, The Bachelor Presents Listen to Your Heart, The Bachelor Life After the Rose? Which one of these do not exist?
It's definitely Winter Games.
Come on,
Vinny. Come on, it has to be. Like there's no way.
Yes, I did a good job. It's not Winter Games that actually existed. It premiered in 2018.
Then tell me, what the hell is Winter Games? Because like, what are they? They're doing like exports or something?
Yeah, sports, like contestants that have competed in the past come back and they just do a bunch of sports and win money.
What is it then?
Which one is it?
Wait, because I thought I've heard of all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, is it the life after the rose?
Yeah, that's the one.
Because they don't care
up.
About that.
That one is like just on the show.
It's a session called After the Rose, but not Life. Yeah. So I got you guys.
It's one of those things. She changed up like a letter.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's a different thing now.
Okay.
Wait. Okay. So tell us about each one then. What's The Bachelor Pad?
The Bachelor Pad only ran for 3 seasons and it was basically the Winter Games. You compete to win $250,000.
Oh.
And then eventually it was actually replaced by Bachelor in Paradise. They canceled that one for Bachelor of Paradise, which in my opinion is so good. So much better.
Okay. My imagination is that Bachelor in Paradise is just The Bachelor, but everyone's half naked.
Yeah. No.
Is that it?
Well,
that,
okay.
Like,
so
the difference?
They throw in a bunch of old contestants that didn't win, guys and girls, on an island and see if they could like work something out or maybe get into multiple relationships. It's more fun because it's not everybody going after one person. It's everybody going after each other.
Okay, that makes so much more sense though. Because like the part that always got me is like, you're all trying to go after the one person. And it's like, what if you don't even really care about the one person? Like, what about the rest of the people who don't really care about the one bachelor, you know?
Yeah.
Like not all of them probably want to get at him, right?
They want attention or fame.
Yeah.
You know, Bachelor in Paradise reminds me of the Netflix show Too Hot to Handle.
Oh, season 2 is coming out.
Is that good?
Really? Yeah. Oh, you should watch it.
You gotta watch it.
Really?
Okay, if you're gonna watch Bachelor in Paradise, you gotta watch Too Hot to Handle.
It's another one of those like trashy reality shows when you want to kick back, lose your brain cells.
Doesn't get any trashy.
Okay, I love it. I love it already. But do you want to guess what Listen to Your Heart is?
Musicians.
Yeah, I think I already know what it is.
Yeah,
I like Klinko on it.
That's it.
Yeah. No, that's really it.
It's like American. It's kind of like
American Idol,
right? But then for bachelor people or something.
Yeah, kind of. They live together while going on bachelor style dates, but they throw in music. 20 eligible bachelor and bachelorettes meet and they go on music dates. And then they decide if they want to take their relationship to the next level. But then their quote-unquote harmony is tested through musical challenges. And they have to, like, perform live. So it starts with 20 couples. And then I guess they keep competing. I wonder if they started that because so many contestants on the show wanted a music career. And that's the only reason why they got on the show. So they were like, you know what? You want your fame? All right, we'll make a whole show just for you. Because one of the Bachelorette seasons, I don't know if you guys heard about it, Hannah Brown and Jed
Oh,
Dwyer.
Hannah. No, I have
Yeah.
no idea who these people are.
Okay, so she chose a guy and he's a musician. He's a starving musician, basically. But he won. And then news came out that he was actually dating someone the night he left to film the show and told that
Oh.
girl, hey, I'll be back for you. Just wait for me. Like, I actually just want to go on the show to get clout.
Whoa. I
And
mean, that makes
then,
sense.
yeah, so there, I wonder if ABC's like, you know what? There's so many clout chasers. Let's just give them a whole show. Like,
I feel like I'd be interested in The Bachelor if like there's a lot of these competition stuff.
there is. It's some of them are really awkward. I think the last season there was a challenge where for the girls to write an erotica scene about The Bachelor and then read it in front of a
Ooh.
live audience.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's not always fun.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, is where the
basically.
video for that? Can you send me that YouTube
Can you
link?
send a
They're
link?
nasty. Oh my
Oh,
gosh.
anyway, third question.
Okay, the third question is, when did The Bachelor feature its very first fully Asian contestant? When do you, what year do
Oh,
you think?
okay. So fully Asian, so not like Hapa or Weijin and stuff like
Yeah,
that.
fully
Okay.
Asian.
As the main guy,
She was a
Stan.
girl on The Bachelor.
All right, Clint. I'll let you go first, and then I'll Price is Right you.
I'm gonna say 2008.
They didn't care about Asians that much before then. I'm gonna say 2012. Oh, no, it just happened. It's 2018. I'm putting it out there, putting my foot down. 2018.
2018, is that your final answer?
I'm not a cheapskate. I'm not gonna Price is Right, Clint. I'm better than that.
Oh, some competition. Clint, what's your answer?
We're supposed to agree on an answer.
Are you, oh, you are?
Not
You're
anymore.
not
Not
sticking with
anymore, apparently.
2008?
No, I'll stick with 2008.
Well, the answer is actually 2019. So Jeremy
Oh,
was close,
I've
very close.
seen.
I think you're thinking of
There it is.
that the same person, but Clint, I'm so disappointed in you because we watched it together in Seattle and you
Oh, her.
forgot
She's the
Revian.
first one.
She's the first contestant of fully Asian descent.
Did she win?
No, not she. Did she
Not
even
even
make it through
close.
the first night?
We didn't even see her for the rest of the
She didn't even
season.
make it first the
No.
first
I don't
night.
think so. Yeah, she really didn't make it anywhere.
Wait, people get kicked off that quickly?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to. If they start with like 30, 31, 30 something,
30 people?
and then you
Yeah.
have to take out like 10 on the first night.
God damn.
But okay,
Okay.
here's like some backup questions I had also related, which I think is interesting because it really surprised me. But when do you think they featured the first black lead role in the franchise? So The Bachelor or Bachelorette?
It was also really
Ew.
recent.
And you know, it always happens before the Asian stuff. So I'm gonna say like 2014.
She was like recent 2017.
You got it right.
Yeah.
2017. Good
That
job,
was like
Clint.
fairly recent. I forgot her
Very
name.
recent. Rachel Lindsay, that's her name.
Which season was she on? Or was she new? Do
Who?
people get moved on onto The
So
Bachelorette?
that's how you
Yeah.
get chosen as Bachelorette is if you don't win as a contestant on The
It just kind of
Bachelor.
just like goes on. There's never
Yeah.
really. Gets broken. You get more people to choose from.
Yeah,
That's almost
basically.
better. Like, cause like I'm sure you get paid more if to be like the main host of the other show.
Yeah, she was on the 21st season of The Bachelor, which was Nick
Season you
Viall.
said.
Nick Viall. Okay, I think we're done with the short questions.
All right.
All right. Who's looking better right now, Winnie? Come on. Come on. Jeremy or Clint?
Oh my God,
Who's
I'm
looking
not gonna
better?
answer.
Let's take
I'm
a break.
unbiased.
All right, all right. We'll go on a break, and afterwards, Winnie's gonna reveal who she prefers. All
What?
right.
Prefers? Is this? Am I the bachelor? Am I picking?
Who's getting the rose? Who's getting the rose, Winnie?
Don't want a rose. I want a chicken tender.
Hi there. I'm Megan.
And I'm Danielle.
And we are Crime and Roses.
We are a true crime and bachelor franchise recap podcast.
Yeah, we're both.
We are two Georgia attorneys watching and recapping all things Bachelor just for you.
So we're talking Bachelor, Bachelorette,
Bachelor in Paradise, Winter Games, Summer Games, all the games.
Basically any show that ABC comes up with and forces us to watch, and then we'll release a true crime episode connected to what we've seen on the show that week.
So if you don't like true crime, we have The Bachelor. And if you don't like The Bachelor, we have True Crime.
And if you don't like either,
we're probably not the podcast for you, and that's okay.
So, if you're into one of those things, both of those things, come check us out as we combine our two favorite things into one-stop listening shop for you.
So find us on your favorite podcatcher and on social media at Crime and Roses, and email us at crimeandroses@gmail.com.
Bye, love you, mean it.
And we are back.
And we back.
All right, Winnie.
Back.
I'm here.
I heard that like people are usually just like really drunk during the whole show.
Oh, I'm not surprised. I think for Bachelor in Paradise, they were allowed to drink 2 drinks per hour.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Like there's like a maximum because you can't OD on it,
yeah.
But free drinks and you have nothing else to do. Yeah. You can't use your phone or anything.
Yeah. And then you get horny and then, you know, fantasy suites. And speaking of fantasy suites, I just gave you a hint. Okay, Jeremy. Right. So when do you think the fantasy suites occur and what do you think happens?
All right. That's when they get in and do the hanky panky.
But is it with like everybody, like 30, all 30 contestants? Like when does it happen?
No, there's no way they can.
I want that as a fantasy suite.
Oh, it's just a big orgy. Oh gosh.
30 people. Imagine that. Oh, that's so sweaty. Oh no.
I'm going to say the person gets to pick one fantasy suite per season. And like, I don't know when you would decide, because that feels like something you would decide at the very end. No, 2 people get it. And then you see your sexual chemistry and it's at the very end. And then you're like, oh, we got to figure out whether my dick will fit in this one or whether a dick could fit better in that one. And it's like, wait, I don't know which one works. Or maybe he can't grow it for one of them. And then he's like, we're not meant to be.
We're not compatible. That's actually so very accurate, except instead of 2, it's 3.
30.
So, but you don't have to have sex on the fantasy suites. Oh. It's not expected of you, but it is it is the only time when you get to stay overnight together in a room without cameras and mics.
Oh, okay.
So you can do what you want. You can talk about it. You can have sex if you want. And then it's funny because the next day, like there's cameras and everybody's trying to figure out like, did they do it? Did they do it? And they'll be like really subtle about it. They'll be like, last night was fun. But you know,
you put it in me.
And so you're trying to figure out if they had sex or not, but usually like you can tell. And it was an extra big thing because one of the bachelors, season 23, Colton Underwood, was a virgin, and they made it a big thing. Like
I heard about
entire personality was that he was a virgin. So when the fantasy suites came around, it was like, did he do it? Like who did he do? Who did he lose his virginity to?
Not a virgin no more.
So they never actually addressed it during the show. I think they did after. But he wouldn't say if he did have sex. But yeah, that's
so he didn't address it.
Yeah, what a letdown, man.
Well,
all that buildup.
Oh man, that was a whole different story. That's an interesting story with Colton. But the question I was going to ask regarding the fantasy suites is the Bachelor Peter Weber. He is a pilot. And he actually had a fantasy suite with Hannah Brown.
Hannah.
So they had their fantasy suite in a place that was not very normal. They weren't just a hotel room.
It was a garage.
It's an old basement.
A little white van.
I mean, so that's going to be my question. But they
where did they do it?
They claimed that they had sex 4 times that night. Try to guess where they had sex 4 times.
But they still called it a fantasy suite?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Sweet, all right.
A porta potty.
This is gross. I wanted to say like Mile High Club. They were in like a jet when she was saying like the hot air balloon things. But I feel like 4 times, that's a long flight.
That is a long flight. And there'll be going to be some mad people.
Yeah, so I kind of feel like it can't be that. But what else is like unconventional?
A roller coaster. Scuba dive.
In a submarine?
It's hot. Oh, a submarine. Okay.
Okay. Final answer, at his parents' house. You got to pass the parent test. And we get to do it four times in my childhood bedroom. Win-win. I don't know.
Oh, just looking at the poster of like Jonas Brothers.
Oh,
what is?
They do it once for each Jonas.
Okay. How many Jonas?
There's four. There's a fourth there one.
There is four.
But he's not in a Jonas brother. Yeah, he won't be on the poster.
So he's a Jonas brother. He's just not one of the. Okay.
You
hey,
for me?
You want to talk about the Jonas? You want to talk about the best Jonas, which is Joe Jonas? Okay.
Yeah.
Because Nick Jonas can crawl up in a ditch and just, he doesn't, we don't need him. We don't need Nick Jonas.
The fact that you feel so strongly about this, like you're obsessed with the Jonas Brothers at 25.
Hey, you can't tell me you weren't excited when the Jonas Brothers came back out. Okay.
No, that's true. That
I'm
was pretty
a sucker
exciting.
For you.
What's the answer?
Yeah. Where do they do it?
Quint, you didn't give the thing yet.
I'm going to say at the airport.
That's actually a really good answer.
Because he's a pilot. Whatever.
So you got it wrong.
I was like, shoot, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Baggage claim. Just going round and round.
Four times.
That's it. I don't know.
You go through
okay.
The
okay, Winnie.
Okay. The answer is they did it in a windmill.
Huh? That's not that unconventional.
You don't think so?
Robert Downey Jr. owns a windmill.
There's a like, cool. There's space in there? Like, how does it work?
Like, not like the small ones, like the big ones, like the traditional
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, so they oh, like set up old a room ones? At the bottom of it, yeah. And it was a whole thing about, like, the windmill became, like, memes for a lot of things. Well, originally, they said they did it twice in there, and then for whatever reason, when they, like, after the show ended, it was, like, after the rose, she came back on, and she was like, yeah, there's something I wasn't honest about. When I said twice, we actually did it four times. And then his mom was there, his dad was there, his whole family was there. And yeah. They stood up and started clapping for him. Like, we're so proud of you.
Lord.
Oh, my Lord. Oof. But I wanted to ask you guys about international versions of the show, and I think this will be fun because Clint, I don't think you'll know anything about it.
No.
So first of all, how many international versions do you think has this franchise? Like, how many countries out there did their own bachelorette?
Seven.
Clint,
always
13.
Ooh.
Wow, you guys are good way numbers. Off. You
There's
said
only
good
like
numbers.
Two.
37.
Holy crap.
37 different international hey, versions.
Seven.
Ukraine
I said
has
seven.
Its own.
Hey, I was Vietnam closer. You shut
own.
Your mouth.
I said seven.
Yeah, but I had 13.
Seven. Yeah. I mean, Clint was closer, so.
Are there even 37 countries?
Yeah, are there?
Fun fact, Australia doesn't allow fantasy suites. The Australian version doesn't have fantasy suites, and they don't allow sex on camera, I think. Okay, so in the US version, there's no sex on camera, but like sometimes they'll leave the mics on, like outside of the room, and you just hear noises and you know what's gonna happen. So it feels like you're basically watching it. But that's the same for Vietnam. You also do not have fantasy suites. But speaking of Vietnam, so this had never happened before, but on one of the seasons on The Bachelor, during the rose ceremony, one of the contestants, she stopped the ceremony, and you guys may have seen this, like this video went viral, but she stopped the ceremony and she walks up to another contestant and she says, I'm in love with you. Let's leave the show and be together.
Oh,
and she
yeah.
said, yes. And they left. Oh. They left the show to be together. Isn't
Dang.
That so crazy?
I remember
okay.
this.
That seems really scripted. I'm just going to put that out
it
there.
It does.
But damn, that's a big plot twist.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she had already planned on doing it. So she told the producers and they were like, okay, do it right at this moment.
Yeah.
I can
yeah.
see that happening.
That'd be a very interesting finale to watch.
And then.
But what if they were going to pick those people? Like, what if the guy was going to pick one of them?
So I think they interviewed him after and he was pretty upset, but he was like, I mean, I guess it is what it is. Like, it sucks.
Oh no,
I like them both, but
28 people to pick from.
Yeah.
No, but I think it was when it was down to not a few people, but it wasn't like a whole room of people. I remember in the video. So he did take a loss on that, but
whatever.
But then in The Bachelor in Paradise, I think, Clint, if you watch the most recent one, Demi, I love her.
Lovato?
Demi? No, her Instagram name is Demi, not Lovato, but she had like a fling with this guy and then she came out as bi and she's like, the reason why I'm telling you guys is because there's a girl back home that I really miss. And then so the producers brought that girl on the show so they could be together. And then I forgot who proposed, but one of them proposed and then they got engaged. I don't know if they're still together. I don't think so. But that was a really good plot twist too. It feels more modern, you know, because before it's you're watching The Bachelor and everybody's blonde. Everybody looks the same. And just like this is such a TV show. But now it's like catching up to modern society. And like it feels nicer to watch. Last question related to international versions. In Australia, they actually don't give out red roses. What color rose do you guys think they give out?
They give out kangaroos.
Baby kangaroos.
A spider.
They give white roses.
Are they dying?
Because purity. You know, because they can't have sex and stuff, so it has to be pure.
Only white people. Yellow, because the sun.
What? Only yellow people?
They're golden brown over there.
I mean, if you've been there, there are a lot of tan folks out there.
Jeremy's right. It's white.
Yeah, I figured.
There it is. Purity all the way. Notice.
I think Jeremy won, even though you guys were supposed to work together.
Racist.
Y'all have heard about that first. All right, now that we're at the end of this, I want to see which one would you say is the best Bachelor franchise?
I would say Bachelor in Paradise because things are happening all the time and very quickly, and you just have a good mesh of personalities and it keeps you entertained. It's the perfect amount of trashy TV show.
You gotta watch everything.
I mean, okay, not all that, but I only watch it because I watch it with my girlfriends and like we talk about it, we laugh about it. So it's almost like a fun pastime, like a bonding time for us. That's a big, like 75% of why I watch it. So if you have people that you can watch, like I'll watch with you. We can throw bachelor watching parties and then make fun of the people, make fun of the bachelor, bachelorette, or the contestants. It'll be a good time. You gotta watch.
All right, catch us on Patreon when we do our Bachelor spinoff episodes.
God, I'm done with The Bachelor. I'm sad that I lost.
All right, guys, that's all the questions I have for The Bachelor. What did you guys think?
Can't say that I'll watch it. Although the fantasy suite, man, that sounds pretty interesting.
My God, knows? You perv.
Hey, get me with 30 women. Clint, what do you think?
With The Bachelor, it's just good TV to waste your time on. If you have a lot of time to waste, just put on a couple episodes of The Bachelor and you're never going to stop.
And there goes the rest of your free time.
Basically.
From then on out.
Just do one episode, Jeremy.
Okay, we'll do it for the podcast, man. We'll do it for the Patreon.
God.
Yeah, and then you have to watch Harry Potter. This fool still has not watched Harry Potter. That's not the same. Can y'all believe that? It's not the same. You're correct. It's not the same. Harry Potter is way better than The Bachelor.
That's like comparing apples and oranges, man.
No, it's comparing apples and rotten apples.
Oh, God.
Okay, come on. All right. Anyways, let's round this out. Thank you, Winnie, for hosting, Woo! For being the first guest host.
Woo!
Thanks for having me.
Did you have fun?
I had so much fun. I have nothing to promote except this podcast. It's so fun to listen to. So follow them at Know This Trivia on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and keep listening because they're funny.
Thanks, Winnie.
Thank you, Winnie, for hosting. And for all those listening, thank you as well. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Know This Trivia. Please rate us 5 stars and review our podcast. It really helps us out, especially on Apple Podcasts if you have that. And if you have any suggestions for topics or comments about our podcast, please email us at theknowthispodcast@gmail.com.
Cover art by A.B. Hoffman. Music by Karthik Karbakaran. Edited and produced by Clint Valencia and Jeremy Mack. See you guys in 2 weeks. Bye.